want to start from the beginning. When did you first hear about the news?
So the shooting began at 2:05, and I think I was notified by Deputy Chief Anzueto a little after 3, and I was in the comm center between 3:30 and 4 o'clock.
What was going through your mind when you first heard the news?
Well, the first thing that I did, like any father would do, is I called my 26-year-old son and asked him where he was. He was asleep in bed, so that gave me peace of mind in that regard. And then I didn't know exactly what had occurred, because the first report that I got was there was an active shooter at Pulse with multiple casualties. So I didn't know the full extent of things. And really, we didn't know the full extent of things until we killed the gunman and were able eventually to go into Pulse and survey the crime scene.
The night before, a singer was performing at the Plaza Live. She was gunned down there. You get this call about this shooting at the Pulse. For how long were you worried about the safety of Orlando? Did you think this is something bigger than an incident?
No, I didn't think that, but I also did not know that it was the act of a terrorist at the time either. Or, you know, I think it's a hate crime and a terrorist act all in one. And I don't feel that they are connected in any way. It's so random that they occurred on consecutive nights. And I was just with our 911 operators, some of which were involved in both the Plaza incident as well as the Pulse incident.
For people who are having friends and family say, I was going to go to Orlando for vacation, should I go? This may sound a little crass, but is Orlando still open for business?
Orlando is absolutely open for business. We are as safe as any community in America. We're as safe as we were before this last weekend. We train for events of this sort. We hope they never happen. We hope we don't have a hurricane this year, but it's out of our control whether that may happen or not. But we are a safe community, and we take as many precautions as we can.
What has struck you about the response to this incident?
I'm so proud of our citizens and all of the personnel, whether they're first responders or whether they're medical or whether they're just people that were bringing food to the site, how everybody has responded in a group way, and no egos, no jurisdictional boundaries. I'm working with a Republican governor and a Republican county mayor, a Democratic president, and nobody cares about any of that. All they care about is helping people.
And reports of lines a mile long to donate blood.
Oh, that's overwhelming. I've seen pictures of it. You know, it was noted that we needed blood, and people are looking for ways that they can help.
So what's the best thing a resident of Orlando can do?
I think at this point is to start the grieving process, support the families and the friends of victims, and this is going to be a little hokey, but be Orlando proud. Be proud of your community, and don't change. We're not going to change who we are.
Mayor Dyer, how are you doing?
I'm a little tired, honestly, but I'm proud of how we have responded, both the people that were involved directly in the tragedy and those who have been supportive. And I'll tell you one quick story. So I visited with some of our 911 personnel that were in both events, and then I spoke with the 3 law enforcement personnel that were the first to engage. And the 911 operator said at about 2:05, our training kicked in and we knew what to do. And one of the officers said, I'm military and we do a lot of training. And sometimes I say, more training. I'm so glad I had that training, because I feel like every decision, every move that I made was 100% correct, but it was because I followed my training.
And what are you leaning on?
You know, I love this city, so the pride in this city and the love for this city. I tell people I don't have a job. I just get to come to be mayor, and part of the mayor's responsibility is to lead in times of crisis. So I'm leaning on my love for the city and my obligation to lead this city through this crisis.
What do you want to know that you don't know now?
I think there are some things that we're never going to know, which is why did he pick the nightclub in the location that he did? Why did he drive an hour and a half north to Orlando versus committing the crime right where he lived, or going south or going east? Those are a couple things I'd like to know.